Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Luke chapter 1. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea, and all who heard them laid up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" This is the text. In the past weeks, we've worked our way through the entirety of Luke chapter 1, except for the very first introductory verses. And we've taken a look at the very early life of John the Baptist, when the angel announced to Zechariah that John would be born. And the angel said that John's purpose was to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. This evening, we see that the people greeted the birth of John with awe. They knew that the child was special, that the Lord's hand was with him. And they were all asking, "What then will this child be?" Zechariah answers their question in his song of praise to God. And he says, "And you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins." John's sole purpose in life was to prepare the people for the coming of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who would bring the forgiveness of sins. As we move through this Advent season, we ask the question, how do we as Christians prepare for the coming of the Son of God? Is it just with decorations and presents? Two Sundays ago, we saw how John the Baptist prepared people for the coming of Christ. He went out into the wilderness and says, "Repent, you brood of vipers." I choose not to throw that into too many sermons. Tonight, though, we are gathered here to repent, to confess our sins before God, to come before our Father, to acknowledge that we are but poor, miserable sinners, and we receive absolution, forgiveness from God Himself. The worship service tonight is the service of corporate confession and absolution. And it is designed to prepare the people of God to receive the Eucharist, Holy Communion. But I invite everyone, even if you're not confirmed, to come forward to receive the absolution. This being the final midweek service this Advent season, tonight we prepare for the coming of Christ. We prepare for Christmas. And the word Christmas, it literally means Christ's Mass. You know, sometimes, within Lutheran circles, we shy away from using the word Mass to describe the worship service where we receive the body and blood of Christ our Lord. Well, Martin Luther used it. It's the term used in the Augsburg Confession, which is the key document that laid out the doctrine of Martin Luther and those who followed him. I figure if they can use it, we shouldn't be afraid to use it either. Tonight we gather to be prepared for Christ's Mass, the celebration of the Eucharist on Christmas Day. It's the second highest feast of the church year, surpassed only by the Easter Eucharist. The receiving of Christ's body and blood. This is what our Christmas preparation has been about. During this Advent season, we have been preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ. How does Christ come? Well, he came to the world as the child of Bethlehem. On the last day, he will come again from the clouds on high, announced by the trumpet of angels. But how does he come in the meantime? Well, Christ came to you in baptism. He comes to us in his word. And he comes to us in his very flesh and blood, under the form of bread and wine, for the forgiveness of sins. Christmas, it's about the coming of Christ. Christmas is the Christ Mass, the receiving of Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. Christmas is not worth celebrating if you are not celebrating the forgiveness of your sin. Because of what that child born in Bethlehem did by paying for all of our transgressions, all of our guilt, with his broken body and shed blood, we have a reason to celebrate in the days and weeks to come. As we read today in Luke chapter 1, the people who witnessed the miraculous events surrounding John the Baptist's birth, they knew that this child was going to be special because God's hand was with him. Now, that child born to Zechariah and Elizabeth, he was special. But not because his mom was old or that his dad couldn't talk for 9 months because the angel had closed up his mouth. He was unique, special, set apart by God as the one chosen to prepare the way of the Lord. John did this. He prepared the people for the coming of Christ by calling out to them, repent. Repent of your sin and receive the forgiveness of sins from God. His baptism was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. This is why John came. This is why Jesus came. This is why Jesus will come again. So that sin for all time, for all eternity, will be done away with. Since the day that Christ ascended into heaven, the church has been given the responsibility for preparing the people for the coming of the Lord. We have been called to repent of our sin, that is, turn away from our sin, to have a change of mind, to be different people than we were before, to look at our sin and say, I do not want to do that any longer. We are called to repent and prepare, for Christ is coming. And he comes. He comes in his flesh and blood through the meal. He comes under the form of bread and wine to bring you real forgiveness. And because of the commercialization of Christmas, you know, the fact that jolly old Saint Nick is now the most recognizable Christmas symbol in our society, we hear Christian people say all the time, you know, put Christ back into Christmas. And that is a good thought. It's a catchy phrase, and I totally agree with the sentiment, and I desire that to be the focus, of course. But we also might want to say, put the Mass back into Christmas. It is in the Mass where Christ is found, in the here and now. When we look at the celebration to come, when we gather around the body and blood of Christ on Christmas Day, it's not just, you know, the add-on service to the Christmas Eve celebration. It is the day that we celebrate Christ having actually come. And celebrating with him actually coming to us. And holding the flesh of Christ in our hands, in the way that those who held the baby in Bethlehem held the flesh of Christ in their hands. The Advent season is about preparing for the coming Christ our Lord. He came as the child of Mary to bring forgiveness to the world. He is coming again. And in the meantime, he comes. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.